fire, what you're saying?
Give thanks a life for getting fire and the reasoning, you know?
No, yes, seriously, right. We're here again, Ball Head and the Dread Podcast. And we give thanks to everyone for supporting the thing from those times till now. You know, if you get a chance, make sure you visit us. INeverKnewTV.com. All right, today we want to speak on the topic of our reggae artists hurting the image of Rastafari. I have had this conversation with numerous people, and now it's time to share it with the public. All right.
Well, I will leave a different angle towards this thing still in the fire, because when you really sit down and check it, you know, there is a yes and there is a no, but it does depend upon the specifics. Because I would have said still, as a youth where I push Rastafari, right? I would have said, whole heap of reggae artists is, I heard the image of Rastafari. See? I hear them, I heard the image of Rastafari now. You see, the camera is a wicked thing, you know. The media overall is a wicked type of thing. Because media now show up most people who them think are the definition of a movement or the definition of any given organization. And tell us that these people are the epitome of them organization. Yeah. When that's not true, because you have a whole heap of different things when I show up on the camera. For instance, when you see all of these reggae artists we have on locks, I do certain thing on people, I say, oh, Rasta now burn the fire, ray. What did them check level say? So you say, well, how you know so the Rasta them now burn the fire? They them go look up in the hills and say, and I ancients of these elders them. I'll profile on them elders there. A whole heap of elders were still I put forward the work. And a whole heap of young youth too, where I chat them journey there. You see it, where I push forward them same life today. When never did change, where did key we instill the same type of eyes from get go. Oh, you for say that you yeah, disrespect all of the ones them who live the liberty just because you think say the world revolve around so quote unquote celebrity or people in the industry who push the image. You can't use that to justify what Rastafari is, you know. Because majority of them is just about a commercial type of plot, you know, fire. More and the them know this, you know. So don't try to get the thing twisted. So me, oh, for one, that one side of it, I feel like, say, it a hurt Rastafari imagery because majority of these artists, they don't know anything about the liberty. Say, if I the them see a bingy a kid, a Rastafari, so them a gather, and we are dealing with a pan-Africanist agenda, how much artists you think you're going to see? Just feel like artists are the epitome of Fire Nine movement. Artists are not the epitome of Fire Nine movement. But in the world where you know and where you have access to, artists are the most easily accessible type of people. Are them not even them still? Them art is the most accessible type of things that you can get in reach to. So automatically you want to learn about Rastafari, you go listen to a song where I say something about Rastafari. So may I say, as opposed to you can't even get for a journey up in the hills for Linka and I Ella. You can't even get for go over there, so go link and I elder. We can show you how to make the roots and can show you how to live this type of live it here and show you how the African identity is important to any people in the West. You see what I say? So just the access towards the artist, them art, you are confused now for the liberty. So I feel like it hurt the image of Rastafari blatantly still.
Culturally now, Jamaicans puts artists into a bind. They put them in a bind to the fact that there are only two categories. Only three categories down there, right? You're either going to be a dancehall artist for males, that is, right? And even for women, I think it's even rough. You're going to be a dancehall artist, either sexual or criminal or violent lyrics. You're going to be a singer like Barris Hammond Sanchez, Romaine Virgo. Or if you do anything with social commentary, it's like you have to have on locks.
And that's the thing.
It seems like that's the issue, because society almost forces you the fact that if I come right now, and even if I'm a lyricist and I come with a conscious thing, I would not be accepted in the reggae industry, especially in Jamaica, just because I don't have all locks. It's like they disregard the image. So that is what creates the pressure on artists to put on the locks. Then now, when they're really not on the trot, and because they have on locks and they're being their true selves, they're being chastised, saying that like they're not some ancient Rastafari version, but they were really never on that trot. And if you really listen to them, or even if you get to know them, you really find that they're really on a Christian trot. And no disrespect to them still. You get what I'm saying? Because they're dealing with what they're dealing with. But the putting on the locks thing, the fashion dread thing, is a thing that is forced big upon them by the music industry. Now, what happens is when they go out into the world and they're doing certain things, or people have certain expectations of them now, it's like they're disappointed or they're confused by the message. But I feel that the industry itself and the culture within Jamaica that demands that if you are doing social commentary or you're doing lyrics to edify and uplift the people, you have to have on locks. And I think that's the source of the thing. And people are aware of that. And that's why they hustle the thing.
Yeah, that them I use and I hustle it for chewing a fire. Cause you know, as funny as it be, a man said something to me the other day. And him really made me meditate and look in at myself. The man said, he might talk about a singer. It's not a singer who quote unquote boss it. And the man said, the man voice nice, you know. Him said, to the man voice nice, yo, and the bridge in the culture lyrics. So the man said, the man they have all the voice for locks. So I said,
here you go, fire.
Him have the voice for locks. So me try to figure out how him voice and how him message where him put in his music. Related, okay. Oh, relatable towards him putting on locks and get the imagery of Rastafari. But it's like the hygiene where I say it to me, he not even overstand. He not really get what I'm saying. No. So it's just a thing when I realize.
Fire, get what he's saying. Fire, he get what he's saying. He know. Hey, tell me when the last time you see a ball head man on Rebel Salute.
All right. All right.
You get what I'm saying. Tell. So it's not even a man live or something, or this nobody have from me have locks, because all right, check the levels now. Let's review our artists and some big name artists. Some artists' image have changed dramatically from when they started, right? You have certain artists, everything red, gold, and green, and button, and khaki suit and head tie up. Then now after that, because you have to use that to get in. It's how the industry creates the issue. They didn't want to chastise it. But now what I dislike is that, like, you know, the bloggers or, you know, certain things came up recently and they burned in a fire. But these people are not the representation of the movement.
Exactly. So yeah, disrespect Rastafari now, not realizing so the work is there. Then fire, then you know, Rastafari, you would see me what deal with community vibration and I deal with the upliftment of black people same way. And them never get highlighted in the community because Rastafari agents personally. Ooh, I deal with the upliftment and I fulfill the creed of Rastafari and I deal with Haile Selassie and Empress Menenai as them know it in a fire. Well, so I don't know why people get this thing twisted, like the only people in existence are quote-unquote celebrity are these quote-unquote entertainers.
Just like in American society, they focus on, they say, yo, these entertainers, they need to do more. Disregarding everyone, you have people out here do work every single day in the community. Great works changing lives that we'd never know about, but they're not highlighted. Parents who do great works with their children every single day are never highlighted. All they do is focus on celebrity and entertainers. And if they're not doing nothing or they're not speaking out. So they say, we don't have a voice. People aren't speaking out. No, entertainers are not speaking out because they don't want to put their livelihood at risk. And that's the next topic now, because if you really check it with the Rastafari Bridge, and they say, well, why not no Rastafari Bridge speaking out, or people in general? People speak out all the time. They may not have the platform that others do, but people out here are doing great work. Believe you me. People out here are doing great work. People don't want to pay them any mind. People are more focused on gossip and entertainment. People out here, and I salute everyone who's doing great work every single day. Now, in regards to the artists, I personally feel, yes, they come out with a certain message, right? I feel it's unfair to ask artists to do something that people aren't doing in their own lives. Because what they're asking the artists to do is sacrifice their livelihood, because that's the only way they get paid to speak out on particular matters, right? That people don't. All right, for instance, a man may see an injustice on his job, but he don't say nothing. You get what I'm saying? So yeah. every every injustice that comes up now, they want the artist to speak about it, but the artist is not really on that tribe. You get what I'm saying?
You see, sometimes so a two-way too, you know, because you see, even an artist now, if it them have to clear up that too, because you see, when you deal with a culture, when you deal with a movement, when you deal with a liberty, you see what I say? You have to clear it up, because misconception towards any movement at all can skew what the information and the knowledge of the movement. All right,
hold on fire. I'm glad you brought that up. So what's the difference between the rap artist, right, that's talking about whoring and killing and he a family man? than the reggae artist there that's talking about Selassie I this and that. He not on that tribe. It's entertainment fire. They all deceptive. They come they come like they actors.
Then I see,
at the end of the day. You get what I'm saying? So if a man overs that, and Loam, they the ones that gotta live with the hypocrisy. You get what I'm saying? But don't put them on the pedestal like they're the voice of the people, because they're not.
Yeah, we not put them on the, them are technically still, you know, any man we sing is the voice of the people, you know, because we know say the music reflect art, but it's just the pedestal part of the thing, you know, because them is the voice of the people technically, you know, because anybody we sing, you, once you're born with a singing talent, you know, you become the voice of the people. Even if you reach 5 people or you reach 10 or you reach 1 million, you're still at the voice of the people. So you have to be weary of that. And you, so when you're coming out of the cult, just like when you watch a movie, man, and you see them play a role of a Jamaican for the most part, and you hear them and say, yeah, man, Iron Man. And you're looking at yourself and say, that's not a Jamaican. Why them can't find a real Jamaican for depict this? So it's the same type of thing I play out to you when you see a certain artist now, I say, Rastafari, and it's like, yeah, still have the Iron Man vibes. The way,
yo, fire, you hitting on some real points now. Go back to the analogy you just gave with the movie, right? The only difference is you're still getting the fake Rastafari in a sense, because the version that's really coming with the word sound not being played on the radio.
Exactly.
So it's not the fact of, you know, because, you know, people say reggae music, this and that. It's not the fact that reggae music isn't being created. It's the fact that you're not hearing it.
Exactly.
And I want to clear that, because I just try to do, we had a radio show, I never do radio. I just try to do a good job of giving, you know what I'm saying? I'm not playing people for the sake of playing people. The music have to sound good and carry energy. But I get enough new music from young artists, artists people know nothing about, that thing thump. And if they ever were able to get the machine behind them, they would do good on the market, but they don't have any support and no financial backative.
And you know, if I add to that, you know, I think when I realize, even people who are complaining, you know, when I realize with them, you know, they don't really care about morality, so to speak, you know. It's not the morality them concerned about, you know, fire. They're more concerned about, how would I put it now? They're concerned about the people who are in, them concerned about popularity overall. Because a man, I tell you, say, yo, you know, the most popular man, them not fulfill this, or them not say this same way. You have, say, you have 10 popular man who have locks on them head. And for some reason, people have said I'm a Rastafari, right? These 10 people will be the focus of everything that you consider Rastafari. You always include these 10 people, while the Rastafari movement is so large. So, how are you concerned with ethics? Are you concerned with morality? No, you're not. You're concerned with popularity. Your problem is with popularity and not the code of ethics. Because if it was the code of ethics, you would find platforms and you would find people who are fulfilling the creed and fulfilling the tenets of this principle of Rastafari as we know it. You see me, I say?
This is the next aspect. Artists don't feel I'm burning the fire. I'm trying to work with you. I'm trying to work with you and give you some perspective. But listen to this, though. This is the next aspect that's unfair to modern day artists. The social environment that was around during the 70s at the heights of the reggae, right, is not existent today. Artists are getting more money in a shorter time span. Music is not being made with a band. It's being made through a technical device. So it's one man building the whole rhythm. So that energy not there. The social commentary that was there during that time, fire eld, like some real elders was trotting at that time. I hear about the meetings with Ras Michael and all them and some different type of groundings that used to take place. That social media has really killed the vibe, I believe, because it's a very selfish, individualistic, self-centered psyche that's taking place now across the board with people, just not with artists. So I think people are looking for people are looking for this environment to produce something without the ingredients to produce it that they had in the 70s. You get what I'm saying?
I don't lie.
Then the market was there too, because even so now, because, and this is the next aspect that kill artists, is YouTube. Because if an artist come to town right now, right, you know, it take a lot for a man to go see him, because he's going to do the same set. And I just saw 15 other performances on YouTube, so what's unique? You get what I'm saying? Or even the access to music. Because yeah, if a band record, if DeGang dropped the record, or Peter Tosh dropped the record, or whoever, You know what I'm saying? Some artists. And the only time you can hear it is at a sound system or by the record, that creates a demand. You can listen to music all you want to right now. So we have to factor that in too. So it's actually, some people say it's easier, but I think it's harder for artists. A man in Italy, only time he's going to see you is to see you live. He can watch you every single day now on YouTube.
Yeah, I really today I talk, see me.
So it's just that other aspect where it's kind of harder for him. And I think that's why the gimmicks are so high, because I have to do something now to draw attention.
And I buckle feel, you know. You see, music is a thing I buckle feel, and me's not a man that talk secondary, you know. So enough people, unlike enough people in the society who that talk from a secondary perspective, and I talk from a primary perspective.
Real talk.
And music is a buckle feel, you have to know that. Yeah, when you're coming on music, you have to know how to deal with it, so you have to love it. And know, so when you love it now, what is your mission within this? Check levels, in a classroom, you know. In a physical classroom, in a school, everybody have the same mission, you know. The same mission is to get the lesson plan, know that a standardized test is coming, and that standardized test, your whole aim is to pass that standardized test. But while in a music now, yeah, we have 20 different musicians, and I have 20 different aim and 20 different goals, you know. No musician have the same goal, you know. One man will come in a music, and when him come in a music now, him have to get a Grammy. While the next man now have to say, all right, you know, some more have 100,000 supporters. Who knows, every time I go up on a show, I can always have my niche or come on my show. But the next man, I say, more of the people, them hear the message and over say, you see, music is not just any little thing we are here, going in your subconscious. And when it goes in your subconscious now, it control your mind. It's like a hypnosis. So we want the people, them realize, say, when I come with a destructive force, when I come with some type of force where I can heal the people them. I help the people them. So everybody have a different mission. So that's the same thing too. While everybody, we for the most part, our whole artist is on this one standard. Every artist have different standard where they move by. And that's the next thing too, where we need to know.
Correct me if I'm wrong, right? Gospel artists rarely transition. Now I'm not talking about Aretha Franklin and them. I'm talking about the modern times. An established gospel artist usually doesn't transition to regular R&B, which you call secular music, but an R&B artist will transition to the gospel. Why? It's the same concept. It's the same concept, but for our culture now, it's backwards. Because you have some artists like, say an artist like Bugle, who I read, started off with the dancehall and transitioned to something different. And Bugle just give out the word sound 24/7. You get what I'm saying? But then now you have artists that they started out with the roots in culture, and maybe it's not selling, or maybe it's not that profitable as they think. And a lot of people who are criticizing, like I know I saw a couple of interviews with a selector, Foot of Height, making criticisms. But are they playing culture music at their dance?
Yes, at the next spot.
Are they giving cultures artists a strength? Because here in the diaspora, I go to reggae concerts, and I don't care how artists want to lie about things sold out, 100 people in there, people not coming out to see them. Our people. Then out of the 100 people, it's probably 70 white people. So how you expect the man to keep singing about Selassie I and social injustice? Yeah, boy, and you're not supporting the man to go feed his family.
Up to yesterday, I look watch a music video and an artist, a supporter of an artist. I feel beg that artist for be themselves. Don't be like anybody else. Try to stand out and then hear what that artist reply. You know, the artist reply to the people that support and tell that person. The artist reply by saying, well, I will come back to that soon, but I have to switch it up. So imagine now, Rastafari thing is a thing where you can switch up and you can come back to. You can leave it and go back to whatever you have to go forward to and leave it, and they can switch it up again and come back to that. What would that tell you? And as much as we talk about culture vultures, and sometimes we hear culture vultures, and it seems like we are thinking about a Caucasian, we are thinking about a person from a different race. We are culture vulture also, because Rastafari is a thing we're supposed to be preserved. Rastafari is a black liberation movement. We are dealing with upliftment of black people all across the world, and I deal with natural liberty. So how you can switch up from that, anything, if you switch up from natural liberty, you're gone in a unnatural realm, no, you know.
Next thing I want to burn a fire is on is that this notion of creativity. Because if I speak to artists, they say, well, you can't stunt my creativity, and blah, blah, blah. But I think this surpasses creativity, and I think they're yearning for international attention and that international dollar. And it seems to be backfiring because all the crossover thing these people are doing, not working. And it's just a fact.
Yeah, cause all right, here what the thing now, fire. Like, I'm gonna break it down, cause I know a couple of them must have listened the same way, even if them know and show them face. But here I go on. You see, assimilation, it not getting any results. Cause if I check the levels, the most international artists is them who come out of even Jamaica, them never assimilate. The gang never assimilate. If you want, if you think about it and you want, go right there. So when Shabarangs, them come through and I become that mainstream play, them never assimilate a dancehall, did I go there? So seeing every type of song out of Jamaica that hit internationally is not a part of assimilation. It's not a part of taking someone else's culture. Because when people hear about pop, them think of it as a specific genre. They more international, more on the little mainstream type of sound there. But listen, pop means popular. Seeing? So anything can be popular. So popular music don't have to have one sound. Popular music can have your same roots reggae music sound, and it come to the forefront. Now that is pop music. I think that is the basis when most of these artists is lacking. Come on, so them want to get an international sound, them start straight out. And the next problem with these artists is suffer from. Here where them suffer from. They suffer from the box mentality. And here what we call the box mentality. Everybody are come with the same thing. You hear this cliche statement. Oh, I have to think outside of the box, and no. You're too attached to the box. So whether you're inside or outside of the box, yet the box still control your life. Now that's the thing. A reggae music could never be a box fire because reggae music deals with suffering and dilapidation of the people them, and the upliftment of the people them within that same environment fire. So it's no form of box thing towards it. So anything where they come with, it's just about creating excuses so them can move away from roots and culture and go deal with something else. And we not knock a one if we don't want the roots and culture, you know. We don't knock a one for that, because a man or a woman free for do whatever them want do in a fire. But what we are saying is when it comes to deal with that movement, such as Rastafari, I and I is Rastafari straight to the core, you know. I and I live Rastafari liberty, you know. I would know say this is bigger than music, because music could never be the only focus of Rastafari. Rastafari have too much tenets and too much principles where we need to look into. As the world, when we say we are talking about the world overall, we can help the world. Rastafari never come about here as nothing, okay, we just pray to this and that, and we don't look like them, we don't talk like them, we don't eat like them, we don't drink like them, we don't sleep like them. So everything is breaking away from the societal norms and the status quo fire. But right now, when we sit down and check it, majority of these artists are giving into the status quo. So as they say, we know as a people,
no, like, you know, so we fire. Look. It's not giving it to no status quo. They want the status quo. They're not giving it to nothing. They want all the tenets of capitalism. I don't see what no giving in or nothing. It is what it is. We just have to put it out there. And I just think people that right, stop putting that burden on them because they're not like that. Like at the school I teach at, you know, somebody try to get it, be like, bro, you're not like that. Like, you're not like that. You're genuinely not like that. You get what I'm saying? It's an image, just acting. And I can't knock a man for acting. You know, some people need an Oscar. What do you get for acting? Oscar? Yeah, enough people running down Grammy, and we need to start giving out Oscars, you know, because they just acting. It is what it is. But I think people need to stop putting this burden on them like they're supposed to be some demonstration of the epitome of Rastafari, because that's not what they are. And they don't have to say it, but they are saying it in their actions. That's the thing. Their actions are clearly saying they don't have anything to do with this, but people are still holding them to this expectation. Dude, and that goes into the savior complex, the Christian mindset where they want a savior. Because if I listen to what people say, it's like they're supposed to save mankind, and that's not, they're not here for that. They're there to make a dollar.
True that.
It is what it is.
I too, we have a prayer still, because yeah, they have a next way to, we never even pray to, who could I say? When you sit down and check it, artists can't read the image of Rastafari. So it's the next way that we are praying now, because if the movement is there and the movement is strong and the movement is living and the movement are fulfill the purpose where it's supposed to fulfill, who is an artist to come and destroy such a movement was a powerful way known across the world for certain different things? An artist can't do that.
We need to move away from putting entertainers as the example we're supposed to follow, the spokesperson for our people, right? And the machine does it. And that, I think that that's the source. That's the issue. That's what occurred with reggae. It's like, put them at the forefront. They're supposed to, so why is Chronic supposed to speak on political issues that goes on? You get what I'm saying? Like, because he sings a cultural song. No, mm-hmm. We have many people who are well-versed in political issues that can speak, but they don't get a platform. And it's purposely done because I believe they know that artists know, just like athletes, that they're going to be limited in what they say. Because once you say once you go past a certain point of speech, you will be penalized.
Yeah.
And that has been done. Because if you really check interviews now, nobody not saying nothing. In fact, I saw one interview the other day, this man here. As I said, people not really saying nothing too tough again. They're very, things are very modified with what they say. Because they don't want to hurt the brand and they don't want to hurt whatever's going on, you know? And I believe that's like, why they turn the artist to say something. Because they have, in their eyes, they have so much to lose compared to a man that just dealing with the people. They ain't nothing to lose anyway. They don't really get that platform to speak.
Yeah, and there is something really important before they even reasoning, even tone forward. But there is something important where you have a thing called expertise and subject matter that some more people realize. But you see, if they them know Malcolm X, I'm gonna probably hear about Malcolm X, but more and they them go really research Malcolm X. You see, if they them know about the movement of Malcolm X, you can type back towards this whole artist phenomena. OAAU. When Malcolm X created the OAAU, you know what he created with? Him created with departments, and there were department for art, there was department for politics, there was art, there was department for medical aid, and all of these things combined to lead towards improvement of African people in America when Malcolm X created that. So it's a thing like that we have to do now. You see, if we have to talk about revolution, we have to can pick some revolutionary artists, I will go put some revolutionary doctors, I will go put some revolutionary midwife them who I bring forward the youth them, revolutionary farmer, the revolutionary this, I will pile them together, and that is how we create alliances. But the artist can't go be the farmer, the artist can't go be the doctor, the teacher, and everything same way in the fire, because so we are all it in a like the society can't strive without these artists. Why society can't strive without these popular people fire? Once again, popularity fire is not morality. Popularity is not the standard of morality. We want to make everybody know that. I mean, not that in them head all the time, fire key.
And the next thing too, I want to tell everyone who play music that you have to give younger artists a strength. You have to listen to the music because it's good music out there. They're not listening to the music and they stuck in this little corner of the music they want to play. And they only playing music from certain artists, whether it's good or bad. And they the ones flopping out the thing too. But then they want to turn around and say there's nothing going on. There's stuff going on still. And the young artists, dear, doing your thing. Keep doing your thing, Farai, and just keep working and striving. I know the thing rough out there, but just keep doing your thing and keep putting out the sounds. And eventually reach the ears of the people, you know?
Firm, man. Ones and ones, them firm. And anybody who know they don't love Rastafari culture, don't abuse it. Just leave it alone. Rastafari is not something where you can trouble. It's something where you have to preserve and keep it going. So leave it alone. Don't trouble with no trouble you.